Hello and welcome to the Every Other Saturday podcast for a brand new episode this week, where Rangers have basically thrown away their chances at winning the Scottish Premiership title this season with a shock defeat to Ross County yesterday. You say shock defeat, but Ross County really did want it more than Rangers. They played us off the park. We scored three good goals. They took advantage of everything that we gave them, and it's just a damning kind of state of affairs to where we wanted to be. Obviously, at this point of the season, we've really slipped up in the past 2 weeks, giving ourselves a mountain to climb now, really, when it comes to winning this league. But we'll talk about our thoughts, team selections, everything that happened yesterday. We'll go into it. If you do enjoy the podcast, please like, subscribe, and share. And in the comments below, if you could drop your points on the game as well, and we'll get back to you there. Right then, yesterday, obviously up at Ross County, the preparation since the Old Firm game has just been, again, not ideal. We're meant to be playing Dundee, gets postponed. It's now next week. We're now previewing this game for the third time, on this episode. That hasn't obviously been ideal. Obviously, you need to go and take the trip up to then Ross County and finish the game off, win the game, and get back down and really start focusing on that Dundee game, which will be, when you think of it, when that game was penciled in for, I think it was before the international break. I believe Rangers had the chance to go top, or if not, regain the top spot at that point. Now we go into this game, and it's literally, if you don't win this game, the league's done. That's how damning this fixture has been years. It's just a pain in the ass in that kind of sense. But yesterday, obviously, at Ross County was clearly not good enough for everybody on the pitch in the dugout as well. I feel that Philippe Clement has to now have question marks against him for these past two team selections, these past decisions that he's made within games. I'm not by any means, again, saying that I'm against Philippe Clement at all. I believe in this guy to take us forward and be the manager that we all want to be. But there's a couple of games there, where obviously the Old Firm game, starting with the wrong team, trying to rectify that, salvaging a draw. And then yesterday's team selection was wrong for the get-go. You could see how kind of toothless we were in attack, how just bullied we were in the midfield, and the defence is just an absolute calamity at the moment. So he has obviously changes to be made for going into this game against Dundee, but I don't feel he's covered himself in too much glory as well. His past couple of team selections, but going into the actual game and the team, for me, it was a surprise seeing Borna Barisic on that pitch. If, again, you know, it's similar to Scott Wright nowadays, isn't it? When
Aye.
Barisic or Wright starts, they're getting subbed off within 60 minutes. It's I don't get what he was trying to do there. Was he trying to get a natural balance between the two fullbacks? Was he trying? I don't really know, because Barisic offers you nothing, and he shouldn't ever pull on the jersey for Rangers again. And that's not on the basis of what happened here. It's on the basis of what happened season after season, even this season, where he's just constantly threw the towel in. Not good enough for him to be starting. Kieran Dowell, you obviously throw him a bit of slack. He's just back in for injury. Played his first 10 minutes the other day against Celtic. Looked kind of positive. Gets the start here. I just felt like that midfield didn't work at all. The two of them just chasing shadows really all game. I feel like Dowell had a couple of moments in the first half where he tried to get us forward, but it wasn't really working with the two of them. Fabio Silva, I don't get why he's starting the game for basically embarrassing himself last Sunday. I don't get how he's rewarded with a start. And then it comes down to obviously the two at the back on your right-hand side there that have constantly let the season basically slip at the same point for as long as they've been here. James Tavernier and Connor Goldson. I mean, Tavernier's performance here was just, I mean, last week was bad against Celtic, but his performance here was shocking. He couldn't pass the ball a length to himself. He couldn't find a Rangers man. He felt like he was running in mud half the time. Really, really poor for your captain again.
Shocking for your captain again. Just to go on, and as I say, I think the majority is now, I would say a lot is now, just done me the core group of this squad, time and time again, letting us down. You know what I mean? There's real chance here. You thought, turn up, hopefully get the points. Didn't turn up at all. Weren't in it at all. Compared to a Ross County
For
side
the
who
first minute, by the way, Ross County were nearly
up
scored.
for it. Ross County were up for it. You know what I mean? You're talking about a group of players where I believe a couple of them have got let go, released by clubs, you know what I mean? And obviously Ross County are down there, they're fighting for their life to stay in the Premiership. They turned up, they wanted it. And you wouldn't believe that we were in a title fight at all there. You wouldn't believe we were looking to come out and put a performance on for obviously drawing 3-0 with Celtic. You wouldn't think we would come out, look to make a statement. Going into obviously the Dundee game, as you touched on the start, that keeps getting postponed and all the calamity we're at, you'd think the Rangers would want to come out, do the talking on the park, but nah, time and time again, as we say, these players letting us down. They've been here for too long now. I agree with you with the criticism towards Clement, obviously, for the last two games, really, in the people he's picked to play the games. I just feel like when you've got, as I said, you get players fit. Why? I mean, the thing is, I said to you last time as well, the fact that Cantwell didn't start the Old Firm to me was just, I didn't understand the
That's a
format.
huge blunder for Clement, as
And obviously Fabio playing as well. And I tell you what, he can still call he wants when he came off that part there. But I tell you what, I wouldn't bother with him again. I can't go Fabio Silva. I mean, just I don't really know what to say because I'm just you know, I mean, we're no angry. I'm no angry at
you're
all.
just kind of you're fed up
Just
with what's
fed up,
happened.
and you know what I mean. It's the same old all the time. I just, what is it going to take for to get rid of some of these players, man? You know what I mean?
I think it's the fact as well, we're not even getting rid of the players. It's like just dropping them out the team for a game or two and playing somebody else. Like Goulton and Tavernier have been irreplaceable for as long as we were at fucking high school when they signed for the club, and they still can't get dropped. And we're 24-year-old now. Like, that's just the annoying part of me, because Goulton, obviously, he's just, I don't know what's happened to him this season. He's regressed so much. And you've got John Souter, who's playing as a left-sided centre half, who should be in his position, really. That's John Souter's obviously his best side, preferred side. He's never get the chance to play in that side because Goldson's always there. Goldson's causing half the goals that we concede. I mean, obviously going into the actual run through the game, we get really lucky going ahead with a goal that I don't think MD actually knew what happened. It was an own goal for a corner. We go 1-0 up. Again, Ross County had the better of the play up until that point. And we find ourselves obviously 1-0 up. We then had chances. Cantwell had one where obviously it was a good save for the goalie at that time. There's not much else he could do but get it on target. Good save for the goalie. Seema had a looping header that obviously dipped in another decent save for the goalie. Goldson even had one before we scored. Again, we'll go on to the corners. I've got the stat for the next slide.
I mean, Dessers, come on. Let's just get on it straight away. I mean, come on, mate. You should at least have put one or two of them in the
Well,
back of the net there, man.
there's pretty much 30 minutes through the game. You're 1-0 up already. Dessers gets the ball there and he can't get the ball under control. He chooses the wrong finish again and he makes it easy for the goalkeeper to save the shot. Like, that is your striker at Rangers that can't do simple basic things to get you ahead and give you a bit of breathing room going into what would have been obviously the second half that we saw. Ross County came out and they were fired up and felt like we've got them beat here, and obviously they did. So that was obviously a big moment within the game as well. But with the one I was just going on to before that was, I think it was just within the first 5-10 minutes, Goldson had a header for a corner. And what annoys me about when we attack corners is it's so misjudged, it's so poorly timed. It's as if we never have ever practiced doing a corner routine ever, and that's been the same way for seasons upon seasons. And if I go to one of these slides here, you'll see 214 corners we've had this season. We've scored through 9 of them. Off the top of my head, I can remember us scoring through one with Seema. Obviously, yesterday's was an own goal. Apart from that, though, I mean, our deliveries for corners are absolutely shocking as well. But within that first half, you could say it was a kind of Ross County maybe 60-40 in terms of who was the better team in the game, but we still had chances to go score a couple more goals
Off.
and get a bit of breathing room. And that's the issue that I've had since players dropped out of the side with injury, like Mitondo and Seema and Danilo. Obviously, Roof Cantwell was obviously injured for a bit. I just didn't see where goals were going to be coming for, and I still can't see where goals are going to be coming for at all either. Because I mean, yesterday it's a penalty and an own goal. Obviously, it was a couple of bits of brilliance in the Old Firm game. Again, a penalty, Mitondo and Abdullah Seema, who obviously you're comfortable with in front of goal. But I just have real question marks again, where who's going to step up in these big moments, because it just seems to be chances missed all the time. Maybe get yourselves ahead, but can never just put down the foot
Always,
and win the game comfortably.
Another thing for me as well, it's also, I just feel like these players like feeling sorry for themselves and they don't actually want the responsibility. Do you know what I mean? They just like to put their heads down, feel go hiding. I think there's only really one for me really second half that I thought looked like he wanted to take that responsibility was Cantwell. It looked like he wanted the ball, it looked like he wanted to do something for me.
That is something I 100% agree with. I felt Cantwell really tried to
Tried
make
to do.
something happen. Obviously, it was congested in Ross County's pitch. Players, again, not it just didn't seem like there was any kind of synchronization with any of the players trying to get out of Cantwell's way or kind of find space or whatever in the wide areas or even in the middle. It was just kind of it just felt very flat. Even going to win.
I mean, as I say, mate, I'm so. How do you know start Matondo? I just think after the performance we've seen from him coming off the bench and scoring the exact same goal twice, sensational. Do you know what I mean? How is Matondo no starting? Instead, we get this wee sulker, Fabio Silva, who, all right, he's, you know what I mean, decent player and that, but see the rolling about tactics and stuff like that, and then I can't go home really. But I would.
I felt like obviously coming off yesterday as well. I just don't feel like he should have started the game in general, really. I felt
You got to think, look, Matondo, he can't really get a decent run going, can he? Like, ever since he's been at the club, it's like
that is the issue.
it
That is
starts
the
to.
issue when
He's
we
been
come
a
to all
winger,
these
isn't he?
guys, when we come to all these guys that have obviously were wanting them to succeed at the club, and you could go back to further podcasts where we've continually backed the same kind of wingers and players, Diallo. Bakuna, even when he was here, for instance, obviously they're in the side, they're doing whatever they're doing, and they just get dropped out of nowhere, and they can't really get a straight run in the team going, and it just ruins their confidence, really. Obviously, Matondo wasn't great when he came on yesterday, but he's coming into a game that it's going to be hard to really turn around the deficit with how deep Ross County are defending and trying to obviously make it difficult for us. But I thought, going back to the Clermont situation as well, out of that team, Sterling should be on the. I don't care where Sterling plays, Sterling should play every game.
Don't think
If
Sterling does.
Sterling's playing right back, left back, centre mid, right wing, centre attacking midfield, up front, I don't care. He has to play. He's one of your most important players in this side. And I don't understand why Clermont kind of doesn't trust starting him all the time. I really don't get that. He should be starting at left back yesterday because Borna Barisic is a liability and we've seen it for far too long. I think when Sterling comes on, he's got that power and his pace and you feel what he's going to run forth and he's going to try and do something for the team. He was unlucky with a couple of crosses and stuff, but you felt that energy and that hunger and that desire is there for Sterling. And realistically, if you want a whole team of guys like that, 100% give me them because he's kind of a guy that is epitomised everything that we want in a Rangers player on the pitch.
Exactly.
And when you see John Lundstram, and now John Lundstram has been really good since Clermont has been the manager, but I'd say in the past maybe month, he has took a massive regression in form as well. I don't know if it's because he's playing too many games. I don't know if there's something going on kind of outdoors. Obviously, he's still got that contract if he wants to sign it, if he goes. Personally, I'm not that fussed anymore. I've seen what John Lundstram can offer, and he's a really limited midfielder. Sterling offers you the exact same and more in that position. Just give Sterling the position. Lundstram can go and earn his wages elsewhere. He's so limited. He's so naive when it comes to tracking back and defending as well. Even with the third goal, he's pointing at other people to make the run rather than himself going to try and do
See,
it.
the thing with Lundstram as well is he shot himself in the foot. See, when he went in that podcast and he was on about how he wanted to spend the rest of his career here and all that. You're not just going to spend the rest of your career here, mate, and you need to perform. You need to show us, you know what I mean, a decent performance. You need to be a performer week in, week out. Not just regress. You know, I agree with you, also, the regression, but I mean, the performances don't match what you're talking about for me. I just think it's. One of them with a club clearly are thinking to themselves, maybe it is time we just let this guy go.
It is time for a
But the
guy
deal would have
who.
been done. I think the deal would have been done if the club were confident he, like, aye, we'll keep him or whatever. But I think it's
Before that international break, if we've been on here and we've been on record saying no, Lundstrom's a kind of important part of this squad. I can feel Clermont will want to keep him. But see when you see in pressure moments again, a guy who's supposed to be alongside Goldson Tavernier, one of the key kind of leaders in this group, throw the fucking towel in again. For me, that's all that needs to be said. I don't want somebody like that. I don't feel that people should be rewarded with new contracts based on throwing a league away at the same point every single season again,
Yeah.
really.
And one more money probably and all. Away you
That's what it'll be. It would be stalls on. I don't
go.
fancy Rangers giving him the same wages that he's getting now. It'll be reduced terms. It'll be if he had wanted to agree to it, it'll be one of these deals that it'll be out of the fans' hands, really. It's whatever happens, happens. If he's here, whatever. If he's not, we've got a player in Dejan Sterling that can step in and do the exact same job and be better at it than Lundstrom. Obviously, the rest of the side, you go on to Cyril Dessers. I mean, you're number nine for Rangers. The guy who, again, we've been put on record, we're behind him. We want him to succeed, but that's enough for me, right? That's completely enough. I mean, the one that we went on to there, big chance in the game, missed it. He had one where he skied it over the bar just before half time. He had another one in the second half where he hits it off the lying defender on the floor. He's a horrible player to watch. He really is. He's just, you can't trust a guy like that up front whatsoever. He's been, again, I've said that on Twitter before as well. I've tweeted about how lucky Cyril Dessers is as a Rangers player. If we had anybody that was fit, he's never playing the amount of games that he is. He's never getting the amount of game time that he is. And he's a guy that you're relying on to score goals, can't just constantly fluffs big chances. If you get another chance the other day, he would have probably scored it. But that's five chances he's needing to score one goal. That's the issue for me. It's a guy that you look at Colak last season, one chance, one goal. It was simple. And now you've got Dessers who needs five, six chances to even get a sniff of a goal. It's just so poor.
That's the word, mate. It's poor. You know what I mean? Well, I hate to go back to it. I don't want to be that kind of guy, but you're looking at somebody who would have done the business. Again, I just come back to Shanklin should have been brought in the door. That's a guy, yet again, same with Colak, well, just needs one chance, it's a goal. Instead, we're left with Dessers, who, as you say, needs five or six. And then, I mean, you don't. I feel like you obviously, because injuries, I know you don't really have any other options. You would say Roof, but you can't trust Roof to be fit. You can't trust Roof to play.
Honestly, at this point, I'm starting Roof and Dundee. I don't care how fit you
No,
are. Like, that's how
but I'd
serious it is now,
start
innit?
him. I'd start him, but still, you can't trust him to stay fit for a
I
full
no, you
90.
shouldn't be relying on him at all. No, you
You
shouldn't be.
know what I mean? I just don't think you should. You know what I mean? And you look at it, Dessers away is probably the only option, but the fact that he needs five or six chances to just put one of them away,
It's
boys
not
should
as
have
if
had
they're pure
that.
difficult chances either.
No, they're basic. I would say they're basic for a top forward. They're basic chances. They're your bread and butter. You should be putting away.
Aye, it's again big chances have been missed. And if we go into the stats of the game as well, Ross County scoring three goals for 13 shots is obviously magical in their sense. They would have wanted to take every chance that they could, but we offered them too many really poor opportunities to score, obviously, before their goals. If we look at their first goal, obviously, I mean, it's just amateur in it. It's like waiting for the goal to happen. We're standing still after Simon Murray gets a shot away and he just fires it into the bottom corner. The second one just completely caught out. Barisic is nowhere to be seen.
Nobody
Again,
decided that.
back post Bonner, that he gets that nickname because nowhere to be seen. Free tap in for the guy there, obviously. And then Tom Lawrence, so weak and trying to get the ball off. I think it was King for Ross County and he just slides in Sims and it's a tap in again, really. It's so weak and poor defending for. What's been, I don't understand what's happened to the defence because, like, a couple of months ago, we weren't conceding too many goals. It was the odd goal now and then, but it just seems
That
like
was a
whenever a
stupid one.
team gets offered a chance, they're going to take it at the moment. And a big question of that is Conor Goldson at the heart of that defence. He does not organise that defence enough for me. It's obviously harder when you've got a guy like Barisic there. Yilmaz, no matter how fit he is, I expect him to play on Wednesday. He'll have to be on the team because Sterling has to go into the middle of the park now, and not be used at left back. But I think Suter again yesterday was all right, but Goldson has just done at this club.
I'm 100% agreement with you, but see, for me, I don't understand how you didn't just play Balogun in this game. I mean, 1 minute Suter's running about with the tape over his head like he's just wrestled a hard cold match. Then the next minute, second half, he's got it off, like he's fine.
Aye.
I thought, right, if he's still getting maybe a wee bit of a knock card, I thought throw Balogun in there. But I mean, if I had it my way, Goldson, he'd be dropped. I'd just play him there at the back. Really, I'm no. I don't know, mate. He's
Conceding
just
six goals in two games, there has to be something that happens to
talking.
change the
It's
team.
he's got to. It's as I say, but you just know these players aren't going to get dropped. You
No.
just know they're going to continue to play. Do you know what I mean? I mean, Barisic should never. Barisic should be. Oh, Aye, I'll keep my words kindly, do you know what I mean? But
But it's the same for everybody yesterday. Like, obviously, Cantwell hitting the bar, obviously, late on getting the penalty. It just felt like the heads went down when it went 2-3-1, and
that's what I'm
we're not
saying.
getting
You
back into this game. I'm in the house watching it on the TV, thinking we've got 25 minutes to get back into this game. There, why are we not playing the ball quicker? Why are we not playing with more urgency? It was so slack. It was just so,
It
like, couldn't
felt like
pass
they
a
didn't.
ball between the team.
I just felt like they didn't get up. They weren't asked. They didn't. Do you know what I mean? They weren't up for it. Didn't turn up on the day. And as I say, see when you see the captain with his head down. Do you know what I mean? When one of the goals go in, that's to me. Do you know what I mean? He's supposed to be the leader of this team. Do you know what I
Yeah,
mean? I
and again, it's
just
that
don't
pressure
care.
in it. The argument will always come: can these players handle pressure? And so
They
far,
can't.
it can't be handled. You've got two games over the past week there. We can beat your rivals to get ahead. You can then win this game to go ahead, and you've got your game in hand, which puts you in a really, really strong position to just finish the league off. But we've failed against Celtic, and we've obviously got that point, which was fine at the time. You're like, right, we didn't get beat, but getting beat off Ross County away from home directly after that is just shameful. That is, and
I mean, I'm just going to give you 100% credit to Ross County because they were honestly, they were top-notch. And see that wee Canadian boy they had, I think it was in the middle of the park.
nah, Latoury, he's an engine in the middle.
He was outstanding. See when the ball came to Cantwell and it felt like he had an extra leg just to block the shot, man. Just, aye.
No, Ross County's setup was really good. I mean, Jan Danda as well, obviously, be going to Hearts in the summer, I thought, done really well. Simon Murray has done really well leading the line all season, although I can't stand the sight of the guy because it seems to be every fucking game he's scoring against us. But Ross County knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. They stuck to that game plan and really just outplayed us. You can't not credit Ross County for that game. I thought they were really, really good, and obviously we had to then put in one of our worst performances of the season, and it leaves us kind of, obviously we're 4 points behind at the moment with that game in hand against Dundee. There is no guarantees whatsoever because Dundee are obviously going to be on a high after reaching into the top six. They want to then push again to go into the European spots on that pitch. If it gets played on that, you're in for another absolute stinking game. Yeah, and that is when it's win or bust. It's win or bust. You're at a position where if you win that game, it's a point. It's a point. It's by no means done until it is done. But I
It's
just
still,
don't believe in these players' mentality to get on top again. That's
but then
my issue. It's a point. It's
that,
literally neck and neck. The two teams will be going for it, but I just don't believe in the Rangers team anymore.
then it's that mentality, and then it's us also knowing that these lot can't turn up at Celtic Park.
We're a team that thrives on being an underdog. We're a team that thrives on chasing Celtic. Whether you like it or not, we do not like being top of the league because we can't like withstand it. You seen when we
Yeah.
went top of the league against St Johnstone, you seen the outcry, and you seen how people were losing their minds over. I remember being at Ibrox, but I think it was against Ross County actually, when we only won 3-1 and we needed a goal to go top of the league, and you could see how people were so raging at things like that. I'm like, why be raging at going top of the league in goal difference when there was about 12 games left at that point? The problem is with Rangers, we couldn't stay on top. We got afforded opportunity after opportunity with Celtic. We took them at the time, but then just fucked it in our own part anyway, really. So it's a big ask for this group of players to win the league. It is, because where you go into Dundee, obviously the next game.
So that's shocking, isn't it, when it comes to corners. That's like, I don't mean this in a bad way. Look at the size of the head Conor Goldson and John Souter have got. You mean to tell me none of the two of them are on the end of the box? You know what I mean? Come
Nope,
on.
you could actually probably go back. I don't know if anybody will be able to get the footage of every single corner we've hit this season, but we rarely ever get the first contact on the ball at all. It's always the challenging team will head it out the box. And again, you would think after 200 of the corners, you would have somebody maybe sitting on the box to then just fire a shot back in or something. That's never been there either. And when we get a corner, you should just basically give a goal kick because nothing's happening for it. It's one of the things that's really, really annoyed me for a long time. With Rangers, it's just the setup for set pieces is just shocking. But obviously you go to Dundee, and Dundee will be a team that will thrive on set pieces. If they get a corner, a free kick or something, they'll be trying to really hurt us. For me, again, there has to be changes in this team. Sima is the only player with his face there because he's still not on this filter for some reason. So I had to put him in there, obviously. Get ready, Goulton. Put him on the bench. Suter, Balogun at centre half, please. Just make some big change. I will believe in Philippe Clement till the day he leaves the club if he just drops Goulton. Play Balogun and Suter. Tavernier is obviously going to play. There's no even any point like
Debate.
debating that. He's going to play. Yilmaz, hopefully he's going to be back involved. Sterling has to go into the middle of the park as well and play, say, John Lundstrom. For me, more energy in the middle of that park. Diomande, obviously with a thumb injury, you would expect he's going to be back for this game. If he's not, I have real question marks over what the medical team are doing there, especially when there's so much energy needed in the middle of the park. Just get them strapped up, do whatever you need to do to get them playing. Matondo and Sima, just put Sima back on the left hand side, please. It looks so kind of uncomfortable on the right hand side. And Kemar Roofe, lead the line. You've got options, obviously, if you want to maybe change it around in the top four of the team, the attacking players. And that's what people have obviously been saying on Twitter and stuff. Or Dessers is really the only option. But if you think about it, he's not. You could play Sima up front. You could bring Silva into left mid. You could change the two of them about. You've got the players there to make a change. Ross McCausland can't even get a sniff in anymore. Probably played some of the best football we have in the team. I'm not saying he's not necessarily a world beater, because obviously when you get beat in
Oh,
games,
because he.
necessarily everybody will always come out and say, oh, he needs to play, he needs to play. But I think when we've seen what we've seen transpire over the past month or so with some of the players, it's time to kind of make changes and drop some of the key players that are, you say key players, but key players and basically throwing away games. Do I think this will happen?
No.
No, I still expect it to be Goulton next to Suter with Lundstrom in midfield. I think with Clement's team selections are really unpredictable. I think I've maybe been able to predict one or two since he's actually been here. He always seems to throw in a curveball, and that's for me. That's kind of around about the team that I would look to play against Dundee.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't really care who plays as long as we win. I'm being honest with you, mate. I really don't care. As long as we go out there and we win. As I say, the only one for me, really, that I'm no gain a hang me to at all, really, is Cantwell. I thought Cantwell was the only one, second
No,
half.
Cantwell stepped in and he was always looking for the ball and he was always creating, even in the first half. He was, again, we said at the top of the episode, really unlucky with his shot that he had that was saved by Laidlaw just after the first goal. But he was the only player that looked like he wanted to get on the ball and try and do something. And that for me speaks volumes. I really don't understand how he didn't start that game last week. Because Lawrence, oh my God, Lawrence coming on the other yesterday as well. Just what has happened to him as well?
I
It
just think
just
he
looks
did.
like he's never seen a football before.
I think he's another one I'd be looking to hang me, maybe move on this summer now. But I mean, in terms of this, I'd maybe play Seymour up top, Matondo, and I don't understand how McCausland maybe isn't getting a looking at all here. I just I.
By the way, I think obviously as you said, I don't care who plays, just win the game.
No,
I think that's
it's not
my
the
thoughts
game.
as well. But I need to see players who are deemed undroppable be dropped because they're not performing.
Well, that's where I think that's what's the thing with a lot of managers, obviously, before Clement. I just think you have to show a bit of buzz, drop one of them and let them know that they're exchangeable. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I get Gaffer walked down the tunnel straight away, you know what I mean? And I thought to myself, give me an Amazon, hang me right now. I want to know what's going on in there. I don't want to hear Chris Boyd's thoughts after the game. I want to hear what my manager's saying to the players. Because I can imagine him just choke slamming one or two of them through a table. If I'm being honest, because I would have, I'd have said Barisic. No, I just think it doesn't really hang with who plays. I just think, yeah, obviously, just get the win, just get the 3 points. But I, yet yeah, again, just let down by these players. And it's, as I say, you're not even angry, you're just disappointed. Do you know what I mean?
Disappointed, you're disappointed, you're fed up, you're aye. Everything that's kind of comes below being angry is the kind of feelings that you have towards
You get
everybody at the
the,
moment.
you know what I mean? You've got another massive game at the weekend as well in the cup, so
And Hearts are relentless at the
that's
moment. Hearts don't seem to be stopping for anybody. I mean, they're scoring goals, they're playing good football, they're getting back into games when they're 2-0 down. Things like that. Obviously, when we play Hearts, notoriously, no matter what form we're in, we tend to do all right, but that shouldn't be a given either. That's a huge game. That if we don't win the game in Wednesday at Dundee, that game could be poisonous for Everton. Everton could just come to a close within a week, really.
No,
This is a huge week.
it sickens me to think that we would maybe sell Jack Butland without winning the league title with him. It sickens me to think about that. You know what I mean? Because you know in the summer there's going to be teams, obviously Premier League teams, sniffing about him.
And we'll be in a position if Celtic go and win the league and get another Champions League prize money, we'll be in the position where we need to sell players. It
How
really
much
is
is that
like
again? Is that I've seen a no
60 odd
sure.
million, I think you get
60
for.
odd million. You've just literally handed your rivals 60 odd million.
And we've done it see, 2 seasons before as well. Like when immediately when that Champions League guaranteed spot for winning the league came in, we just couldn't win the league. It's a mentality thing. Celtic have got that in their arsenal. They've been there. They've ran the course. They know what they're doing. We don't. Whatever is blocking us mentally, it's just continuing this season again. It's just a absolute shame where this season is going, to be honest with you, because it started off obviously poor with Beal. We get revitalised under Clement, won that cup, done well in the Europa League, and seem to have just fell to pieces at Ross County. And a really important spell in the season as well. And I know I've talked to Celtic fans saying, oh, it's not over till it's over and stuff like that. And we have been pish at home and whatever else against certain teams, but Celtic have had their bad spell. We are now in our bad spell at the same point as we're in every single season
And they're
when
getting a,
we've got pressure on us.
and I might be hungry here, but I'll sell, you know, starting to get other their players sort of back fit and ready to
Well, if
go.
you Hatate obviously scoring the other day, Vickers is back, obviously, as we've seen. They're pretty much full strength. They've got options, they've got players who are performing. We're in the opposite now. We're
Again,
trying to change about a full team again.
for me, and just what obviously we've all experienced, I just think to myself, there's just no chance. I just dipped the shot sell right in the foot yesterday, and I just don't believe in this team enough to go and do something at Celtic Park.
No,
I just don't.
not for a second, I do.
Which is, do you know what I
But
mean?
I what's the funny thing there? If we go into that, I think the split fixtures are out after the Dundee game. So depending on when we go to Celtic Park, if we go into that game obviously behind Celtic and or try to chase them, I still feel that we'll perform better than if we had to be top of the
I
league at that
do.
point. I think that again, how stupid that sounds for a Rangers team to be playing second fiddle and be the underdog all the time benefits is wild, but I do think it will. And as you say, you try to kind of believe in Everton, but it's the fact that we've seen the same hang over and over again. But aye, that's kind of all I've got, to be honest. I just don't even want to think about Rangers until the game on Wednesday.
No, I'm the same, mate. But listen, I've got to say as well, I don't understand how we all love Philip Clement, but I just don't understand how you can't really say, you know what, see the last two games, mate, you've got it wrong. I just don't understand how far.
Because people take that in the wrong way, thinking you just want to get the
How
guy
you want him
sacked.
sacked, but you don't. You know, I'm just saying, look,
You're allowed to
you didn't
criticise
get
people for
it.
making wrong decisions. That
Aye, it's just one of them where I don't really care who plays Wednesday as long as we win, and we also go into the game at the weekend. A bit more positivity than what we're feeling right now.
exactly. You need to get back on winning ways now. You need to win the game against Dundee, and you need to then go into that game on Sunday with as much positivity in the world as humanly possible, because it's going to be a tough game against Hearts. Games at Hampden are always kind of cagey as well, and they can go either way. Obviously, we've done well at Hampden this season already against Hearts, and then obviously Aberdeen in the cup. But it's different now. It's this team needs to get a kick up the arse again and play like they did then. Play like they actually want to go and fucking do something. Because that was an absolute shambles yesterday, and you just hope that is out of everybody's mind, and we can just focus on hopefully making a positive run in. But as I sit here now, I don't feel confident in what's to come this season. I feel it's just going to be another kind of major disappointment. But aye, that's all I've had to speak about today. If you did enjoy the podcast, obviously like, subscribe, and share. And we'll be back next week covering that Dundee game and also the cup game against Hearts. So we'll see you then.